one side and it ends up.
So Tani or in Lamed Aleph Mem Aleph on the very, very bottom. Tani Avimi Bered de Rebbe Avuha. Avahu. Ish Meichel La'aviv Pesyoni. V'todo min ha'olam. So there is a person could feed his father, Rashi says, a ov chashav, a shamein, min slav, shirabin midbar. It's a very fancy, fatty bird. And so a person could feed his father this fancy bird, and tordo min ha'olam, to like bother him, take him away from the world, Rashi, shenena shalav, he gets punished for it. Shemara lo tzaras ayin, al sudasa. So even though he's feeding his father, which would similarly be kibud avayim, he's going to be punished for his kibud avayim. Because he's showing him like begrudgedness in his serving him. Right? He serves him in a way where he, you know, manages to get across the message that he's not very happy doing this. Okay, and he's, I'm sure you guys can think of good examples, right? Okay. And at the same time, there could be a guy who will cause his father, make his father grind the millstone, basically do a very difficult task, and he'll force his father to do it. And he'll bring him, that action of making his father do this thing will give the kid Olam Haba. Okay? So even though it would seem you think you understand what kavod and kibud avayim is, and lack thereof, you can have a guy who's going to do that which you would think is greatest kavod, is namely to feed him, and he'll lose Olam Haba, he'll actually hurt him, versus a guy who could make his father do something which you think is the worst in terms of kavod, which is you know, forcing him to do hard labor, and that will actually give him Olam Haba. Okay, and Rashi, how will that give him Olam Haba? I'm sorry, v'yesh matzchin v'chaim she'yem melech ha'kasha v'olam haba. Shemechabdo bidvaro, bidabro dvarim tovim v'nichumim. So he'll be mechabed him by speaking good and conciliatory, condoling, whatever words. Now malacha matil olav b'lashon racha, and as in the malacha you put upon him in a soft voice, soft lashon. Mara lo l'tzora chasha'a. And you show him the fact that there's a time of need, and the only way we could have a parnasa is through this great effort. So you tell your father, listen, Dad, I know it's difficult and it's hard, and look, we need this stuff, this is the only way we're going to live, and you get down to do it, and you're very kind and understanding and make him feel good in the thing. So that will actually bring you Olam Haba. Even though you're causing him, you're basically, in essence, forcing him to do harsh labor. Okay? And the same again, the reverse. You could be giving him the best, most fancy kind of delicacies, and you're going to get a lose Olam Haba, because it'll take you away. It'll actually harm you, because you're going to be doing it in a way which is a begrudging kind of matter. Okay, so that's a Gemara. Okay? Then the Gemara says, like, then Rashi goes further. Okay, Rashi says the Yerushalmi has it a little bit different. Similar, very similar. But he has the case is a little bit different. Okay, so as the Gemara says, Yerushalmi, and tells down also. You see, so it tells the same, basically almost the same exact thing. The Yerushalmi goes, Maisa b'shneihem. There's a story. Gemara, Yerushalmi has a story. Maisa b'echad jayimai chalav v'pisioni. Pamachas. Right, Amar lo aviv, where do you get this great delicacies? You know, that's where do you get this stuff? You know, so Amar lo, Saba, ma'ich b'slach, t'chon ochol. So he says, old, like Saba's like grandfather, old one. What do you care? Just grind them up and eat it. Grind it up, chow down. You know, kilomar la'os v'achol, chew it up, and eat it. You know, harayu shekashalo. So he showed him that it's difficult, and he's upset that he had to do it, and it is showing his unhappiness about the thing. Okay? So that would be the case. V'shuv ma'isa ve'echad ha'yotochein. So that's like Rashi, right? Isn't that almost like that is like Rashi's case. Exactly, right? And that's what Rashi says. He's showing the interest, you know. The second one's a little bit different, right? V'shuv ma'isa ve'echad ha'yotochein berechayim. He's grinding. V'ha'yelo'av, zakin. And he had an old father. V'shalach ha-melech b'shvil aviv lavo lavo des ha-melech. So the king sent for the father to come and do the avodah des ha-melech. Amar lo b'no. So the son said to the father, Abba, tachon v'ani elech tachtecha. You grind and I will go instead of you. Avodah des ha-melech. She'in la ketzva, because it's unlimited. The avodah des ha-melech is basically an unlimited thing, and as hard as it is to grind the millstone, the avodah des ha-melech is worse. And therefore, I'll go in your stead. Okay, so even that's the case, as Shishami has, where you're telling your father and making him do a hard job, yet that's kavod. Because it's based on the alternatives, that's better. That's better. Right? Okay, and that's different than Rashi, right? That's different than Rashi's case. Because those are, or at least the first case. The case that Rashi brought down first was that you tell him to do the job, you make him do the job, but you're very nice about it. You say, listen, Dad, we need this. Our parnasa is riding on it, you know. Nicely, talk nicely when you do it. This has nothing to do with how you talk to him. This is basically that the alternative, right? You're putting him, you're putting him instead of going to the king. It's different. I mean, I don't know. It's an important difference, but I mean, sort of, it's not the case that Rashi wrote down originally, right? Rashi originally told us something different, right? The first one's the same, and that one's a little different. Okay, so that's a good question. He was asking the question: is that it would seem that Kibud Avayim is doing his needs. Right, doing his needs and not causing him like pain, you know what I mean, or not burdening him. So it would seem in these cases, like even the first case also, if you're feeding the guy the sushi, right, the good sushi, you know. So who cares what you say, you know, you say, here you go, Dad, eat up, right? Who cares? But bottom line is, you're giving him his needs, right? It seems like the Gemara is actually coming to dispel exactly your Avmin, what you're suggesting. But why is it, right? What's the sense to it? I mean, you think, what's Kavod? Kavod means you feed him. I fed him. I fed him the best stuff on the market, right? So what's different? So I say to him, so I'm mean to him? So okay, fine. So I mean, maybe that's a bad thing. Maybe I shouldn't be, I should be mean to him, but yeah, I mean, I'm doing it just to, like, in theory, you can always do different things, right?
Right.
Feeding him great, fancy sushi. And then at the same time, then afterwards I say, Dad, you know, bug off, right? Whatever it is you're saying to him, right? Or, for instance, I'm basically forcing him to do hard labor, and I'm nice. I say I'm nice. First of all, that you're saying was, where do you see being nice as kavod? But let's say even it is. I mean, it's a different thing, right? I mean, isn't it two separate things? I mean, you're forcing him to do hard work, and then you're being nice to him. Okay, very nice. But bottom line is, you're forcing him to do hard work. You can't get around that, right?
You're
right. How does right? So what's this? Right. And how does kavod include that? I mean, how does kavod? What does kavod mean now?
Right.
Question. I mean, Danny's asking. What's the difference? What's the chiddush in the case of the king? I mean, basically, you have two options. Either your father is going to do the king's labor, which is impossible, or he's going to do the rechayim, which is possible. It's hard. So obviously, that's what you're going to do. What are you going to do? Let him go to the king? So what is it teaching me there? What's the chiddush? Also, the question you mentioned: what's the difference between the Rashi and the Yerushalmi? And it sounds like there's some sort of a difference in the cases. Is that difference significant, or it's just the same thing, or, you know, just another example? All right, that's a question. Another question is: what's the deal here with the Olam Haba? All right, what's is this like a philosophical statement? Is this halachic? Is this, I mean, what's pinned down? Is it, what is it? Is this philosophy or is this halacha? I mean, that's my question. Right. Is philosophy or is this halacha? Okay, so Yehuda points out, well, is that the Torah really brings it down. Be'ezehu kavod. Right, this is always telling you what kavod is. Machilo umashkehu. Give it, feed him and give him drinks. And you give it to him with like a nice, kind face. And don't show him a mean face. Because even if every day you give him this fancy mushrooms or whatever, and you give him a bad face, you're nanash on it. So it doesn't seem like he's just bringing it in as a philosophy. I mean, he's telling you what kavod is. This is, it sounds like he's saying this, throwing this in as part of kavod, right? Sounds that way. I mean, he does throw in an Ashallah, but he does seem to be making a halachic thing. The Shulchan Aruch Ram also have it. I mean, it's true the Ram doesn't bring it down. The Ram doesn't have this case. So maybe afterwards you could say, well, you know, maybe you could try to explain that. But they do. I mean, Torah and Shulchan Aruch have it. So I guess the question would be on Torah and Shulchan Aruch, so why is it said in such a funny manner, right? I mean, if it's a halachic thing, then why does the Gemara say it? The ish, maybe do this, but Torah them in Holon. The ish, you know. And you get all mava. I mean, it's a funny way to say it. Just tell me, like the Shulchan Aruch says, that you have to do it nicely. That's part of the mitzvah, you know. And if it's not halacha, then why are they bringing the halacha? Right? I mean, either way you're going to go, it's like a problem according to them. And you could argue that the Ramos is not. It's not part of the thing. And halachically, it's fine. Just a separate thing of the schar. Could argue that, but let's leave it aside for a little bit. Good question. Would you say you're mekayim the mitzvah of kibud avayim? That's a good question. And let's say you feed him in a mean way. So are you mekayim the mitzvah of kibud avayim? Okay. But is it a pshat that you're mekayim the mitzvah of kibud avayim and you also did a bad thing? And you are not mekayim the mitzvah of kibud avayim? You're in a vatal mitzvah of kibud avayim? Or do you say no? Is that this knocks out your kiyum altogether? Altogether. Right, I mean, those are two choices, right? It seems like you have to answer that question, right? That's an important question. So, I mean, I agree. I think it's implied in the Gemara. I mean, Yesh Michael Besenu, we tore them in Olam. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's saying you get Schar and also tore them in Olam. I mean, it doesn't sound like you have two things. You get a Schar. It sounds like this thing really brings you down. You get Onesh for the thing. You don't get Onesh for mitzvahs. I mean, it may be it should be a mitzvah, you should get schar, and you should get a tira. It should say, here's a case where you could do kavod, get schar, and get a tirda, both simultaneously, and vice versa. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like it's saying, on the contrary, it's a terrible chait. It's very bad. You know, toward the minola. It's not just saying, you'd think this is a mitzvah, keep it avayim, and it's great. On the contrary, this thing is actually bad. It's harmful. It's like a harmful thing. Think it's bad. It's harmful. Sounds that way. And then saying on the other hand, saying you might think this is a bad thing. You're causing him to grind. So on the contrary, this is a mitzvah. This is kavod. Sounds that way. I mean, it sounds like what's saying. Olmaba for what? Not for mitzvah kavod. Just stomp because you're a good guy. And it sounds like this is talking about kibud avayim. I mean, especially the way. It sounds like Shulchan Aruch is definitely interpreting it that way, right? He's saying that's how you should feed him. Feed him, say upon the office. That's part of the mitzvah. All right? So it certainly sounds that way. It sounds that that's the case. It's hard to argue that you're simultaneously being mechabed and mevazim at the same time. Right? I mean, it just doesn't seem like there's such a... certain things just doesn't sound like that makes sense. Right? I mean, what are you doing? You're right. Or let's just say is I don't think he's going to feel very mechabed. Right, I mean, in terms of kavod, it doesn't seem you can have kavod and bizoy at the same time. You know, and you stand up for him and throw something. stand up for a good shot. You know, it doesn't seem like that's kavod. You know, so what's the idea though? So what's the idea? Like, what's the idea this is teaching us? Avmina seems like it's chilly, and this is what Yehuda was saying before. Avmina is it's the action of giving him food, the action of giving him drink, the action of getting him dressed, the action of that's the mitzvah. There are certain needs which are objectified needs. And the halacha is that you must give him those needs. That's the halacha. Machilo, mashkehu, you know, malbisho, all those things. So who cares what you're, you know. And on the contrary, on the opposite side, making him work is a lack. It's a lack. Right? So you make him work. That's it. You can't keep it up a aim. Can't be keep it up a aim, but making him work. So what's the maskana? The question is like, Is what's the maskana? Is the mitzvah now? Maskana has nothing to do with feeding him, or like it sounds like you have to be nice to him, but it seems like you also have to feed him. What's the idea here? You know, what I mean, what's the unifying thing here? Is it to give him his needs, or is it to be nice to him, or is it some sort of a mix? Very good. I mean, it seems like what you're saying is right. The maskana is that kavod. There's a reality of kavod. Kavod means respecting him. I mean, it's so simple. I mean, in regular life, if you said, you say that you're respecting your father by giving him sushi and throwing it down in front of him and saying, here, old man, that's not, That's clear. That's not respecting the guy. You know what I mean? So respect means respect. It means a certain. There's in man's mind, there's such a thing as respecting a guy, expressing the significance of a sort of human being through certain activities. Now there are certain actions which are come under that in an objective way. Objectively, these are things that come under that scope. But it doesn't mean that you can't do them in a way which takes away the respect. I mean, there's these in general, these are things which respect is going to demand that you do these activities. But if you do them in a manner which is antithetical to the concept of respect, it's not the actions per se, it's the actions because they're expressions of respect. But here's a way of looking at it. See, respect means that you're expressing his significance. That's what it means. You're saying you're why you're respecting him, because he's significant, he's important. So if in doing this action of feeding him, you're showing that he's basically insignificant, and you're just forced to do it because you have to do it, but you hate the guy and you think that you wouldn't have to be doing this, then it's not expressing his significance. It's simply, then it becomes like a physical action. So the action is generally an expression of, without any attitude attached, the action is an action of respect because you are supplying him with his needs. But if you do it in a manner which undermines that, then it takes away that character of the thing. But the real thing is respecting him. These are just concrete forms which, with no strings attached, without any complementary faces or anything, these are actions of respect, because they're objectively, they're his needs, and you're supplying his needs. But it's not because, per se, it's just that the action itself has a characteristic of respect, but it could be undone by doing the opposite. So that's why you'd be undone here. And similarly, if you are forcing to do something difficult in an action type of a sense, if you just look at the action is really, you'd say, is not kavod. But in doing it in a nice manner, so essentially you're showing he's an important guy, and unfortunately reality dictates that he has to go to work, but you're showing your care and your concern for him, and as such, that's the way you're respecting him. That is respect. So he's saying is you can't boil down, that's what the Gemara is saying, according to this line saying, that don't boil down kavod to maisim, to technical activities, or do's and don'ts list. But it's an idea of a respect. You know, it's an idea of expressing his significance as a person through these actions. These actions do have their objective ways to do it, but you can't knock out the attitude and the effect of respect which comes along with that. You know what I mean? And that's why I think, Danny, I think maybe just to answer what your question was, is that it's true, of course, what am I going to do? Like, you can't force him to go to hard labor. I mean, in that case, yeah, but I wouldn't say that that's kavod. I'd just say that, look, you don't have a choice. Unfortunately, reality dictates you don't have a choice. So you have to send him, you have to make him do this hard labor. But you wouldn't say that's kavod. You'd just say, I have to choose between two evils. So I chose between two evils, so that's what I got to do. But it's saying, that's kavod. To do that, because then what you're really doing is you're expressing your respect for him and his significance by lightening his load and giving him the easy job. So that is kavod. You know what I mean? It's actually a kiyum of kavod. It's not just the lesser of two evils and therefore you're allowed to do it. That is actually kavod, because kavod is expressing his significance. So it does. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. It all boils down to what are you expressing in your activity? Expressing a positive, expressing a negative. So what about the question of why don't you say that these are two different things? Why don't you say, look, I'm giving him his needs, and then after that, I'm yelling at him. Right? I mean, for instance, if I gave my father, let's say I gave him his needs, and then 10 minutes later I yelled at him. So then would you say that I didn't do the mitzvah of kavod? Because 10 minutes later I yelled at him? So you say no, then you say it's no, you did kavod and then you did bizoy, so two different things. So why don't you say here that they're two different things? I'm giving him his needs, and then I'm yelling at him. Like, it's true they're closer in time, but why don't you just say that it's just essentially two different things? Okay, so you could say because here it's one action. It's like you're feeding him. So the feeding him, you're saying, is an expression of his significance, but you see the way in which you're feeding him, is you're saying no? Here you go, Dad. This is chomp down. That's so in the action itself, it's related. You know, This is one action. It's the way in which you're doing it. But maybe just you could say a little better. I mean, but is that, see, serving a guy, that's part of service. You know, I mean, part of service is your attitude. It's not just because it's happening very close together in time, you know what I mean? But like if you had a waiter who gave you your food but had an attitude, you'd say I had bad service. What do you mean? I had good feeding, good food, good putting food on the table, and bad demeanor. But that's service. Service involves a certain type of relating toward to the person and taking care of them. And that involves taking care of its physical needs and its psychological needs. It's one picture. So it's not just like, you can't just say, it's like I'm putting the food on the table and then talking and then having a demeanor. That is part of servicing a guy. Part of servicing is demeanor. It's an aspect of being a waiter is your demeanor. It's not, they're not two separate things. It's one concept of serving him. So serving is to, I mean, it's because it's a physical need and a psychological thing. You know, it's part of what serving is. So therefore, you're serving him in that way. That's not really serving. That's basically, it lacks in the serving itself. You know what I mean? Lacks in the serving itself. Good. True. So I think you're right. So that's good. You could say it like that when it comes to this case. But what about the second case, right? So that's good when it comes to feeding him. But what about in the second case, when you're making him do hard work, and you're saying, Dad, I know it's hard work, but we have to do it, tough times are tough, and that, you know. Why isn't that two separate things? Right? I mean, I think according to either pshat, you're going to say, why isn't that two different things? I'm making him do work, which is bad, and then I'm being nice to him, which is good. Like, why? How are those one thing? I mean, it's two different things. So my point is like this, is that when you make him work, I mean, what's the lack in kavod, by the way, when you make him do the hard work? It's that, I mean, it sounds like you're working him. Right? I mean, working a guy is not kavod, right? Working a guy isn't kavod. It's on the contrary. You make your slave work. You don't make your master work. You make your slave work. So it seems like that's a lack in kavod. So now working him, the fact that I say that, I explain to him, and I'm very nice about it, like how does the action of working him become kavod? And the working him doesn't seem to become kavod. How does that work? So it could be that's why the Yerushalmi, goes the other way. See, because, in the case, Rashi's case, basically, you're just saying, you're working the guy and then you're explaining it. Don't worry about it, it's not so bad. So how is that kavod? That's basically you're working him, which is bad. Maybe it's a necessary bad, but whatever, it's bad, it's a bad thing. And then you're being nice to him. It doesn't make the working him any different. The working him is working him. But if you say, in the Yerushalmi's case, where basically the king's coming to get someone to do harsh labor, now you're working him is... the action is not defined as working him. The action is getting him out of king's labor. So that is basically non-working him. You're basically getting him off the hook. So the action is really an action of getting him off the hook. That's the way you define the activity. The activity is, you don't say, your dad's not going to say, my son's working me. You're going to say, my son's getting me off the hook. So that's kavod. That's going to be kavod. That's the Yerushalmi. That's why it could be the Yerushalmi has that case. Yerushalmi wants to find the case where the very action of working him is an action of kavod. But in Rashi's case, really, you're just working him. Basically working him. And then afterwards, you say something nice. So it's very nice. But how does that make the thing not into kavod? Right? How does that make it into kavod? It seems you want to make it into kavod. So how's Rashi going to answer that? I think the point is like this, is that what's the Gemara trying to do? The Gemara is trying to do is to show you that you can't boil down kavod to a laundry list of do's and don'ts. Okay? If you were to boil it down to a laundry list of do's and don'ts, you'd say kavod means give him food, give him drinks, dress him, don't make him work, don't yell at him, don't... Right? Okay. If that would be the case, then when I feed him sushi with a bad face, I'm doing kavod, because that's one. Fed him sushi, check. Okay, bad face is a different thing, whatever, but fed him sushi, check. Now, when I go to my laundry list of don'ts, don't make him work. So I'll say, now what are you doing? You're saying, Dad, take the millstone now. You'll say, The reason why you're doing it is because the king is coming around and he wants him, and because of this he doesn't have to do the hard... Okay, fine. But bottom line is, on the checklist, you are making him work. Now, it could be that's the right decision in this instance because it's concerning the alternatives. But it can't be kavod. It's exactly the opposite of kavod. It's on the anti-kavod list. It's on the list, the checklist. That is, you are basically... What are you saying to your dad? You're saying, Dad, step in at the millstone. So that can't be kavod. But the Gemara is telling you that's not the way you have to look at kavod. Kavod cannot be looked at as actions. Kavod is an attitude, an expression of the significance of the person. And the lack and knocking out kavod is expressing his non-significance, his insignificance. So therefore, feeding him with a bad face becomes an action of expressing his inferiority. And giving him the millstone as a method of escaping him from the Avodas HaMelech is an action of expressing your concern for him. So therefore, that's an action of kavod. But that, you can only say that if you look at kavod in a looser kind of a way. If you looked at kavod in a checklist kind of a manner, so then you wouldn't be able to make this into kavod. It's true, it might be the right thing to do, but it wouldn't be a kiyum of kavod. It's only a kiyum of kavod because kavod is defined in terms of the underlying effect of expressing respect for the guy. So my question now is that that's very good by serving, because serving him, the action of serving incorporates the attitude. That's part of service. Service is incorporates attitude. But when it comes to working him, it doesn't seem working him is an objective thing. You're working the guy. Now it happens to be you're explaining to him the facts and the difficulties and all that, but that's separate. Yushalmi's case I understand, because Yushalmi, the action of working him is an action of really of escaping him, getting him out of labor. That is the character of the action. You're getting him out, you're getting him off the hook. But in Rashi's case, it seems to be that's not the action. The action is working him. Now you're being nice to him in doing so, but it seems to be that's separate. How does that become part of the kavod, you know, or part of the action which you're doing? Respect is the mitzvah is respecting him. Respect can't be defined as mechanical things, but it may involve mechanical activities. It will involve machila mashkeu, because if you respect a guy, you're going to have to do all those things. But those things aren't what the respect is. Respect is an attitude that you're having, which brings into its scope taking care of his needs. But those brings them in as expressions of respect. But if they have to be done in a certain manner. Essentially, the overarching thing is respect. I'm saying there's a category in the human mind of respecting someone. That's a category. Let me stick to the case of the Gemara. So what's the question like this? If you tell your father to work, if you work your father, the question is why? What lacks in kavod? Where's the lack in kavod there? Okay, you guys with me? Yeah. Okay. So where's the lack in kavod if you work your father? Is it shot because he's working because of you? Is it because he's working because of you? Is that right, what's the lack in kavod when you work your father? Is it because he's working because of you? That's like a concept. He's a worker. I'm the boss. I know he's working because of me. Or do you say no? That's not the thing. The thing is, the lack in kavod is that I am telling him to work. It's not the abstract idea that he's working under me, but it's the fact that telling someone to do something for you is an action of subordinating him, of degrading him, of putting it, you know, of treating him as an underling. So is it the fact that he's working for you, or is it the command, so to speak, the command, you know, I mean, the fact that's speech, you know. So if you say that it's the fact that he's working for me, that I'm working him, that's an abstract thing, so then the fact that I happen to be nice to him afterwards doesn't affect that in any way. He's working for me. Now, I'm telling him why, and I'm explaining the scenario and all that, but it doesn't in any way affect what you're doing. You know, the action is the action. He's working for me. Then I'm just talking. The rest is just speech, you know. But if you say that the lack is, it's not the abstract fact, but it's that I am saying, Dad, do this for me, you know. So then it depends how you're saying it. If you're saying, Dad, do this for me, then that's lack and cover. But if you're saying, Dad, we have a tough situation here. The only way we could work things out and nice and the whole, you know, that whole thing, then you can't say that's a lack and cover. Because then the telling him is really a nice telling him. You're telling him in a nice way. So if that's, then it becomes one and the same thing. I mean, then you're telling him really includes the positive and explains why we have to do it. And then it could become unified with him. But if you say the lack and covet is the abstract idea, that it's not the way I tell him, it's not the telling him, but it's the fact that he's working for me, that itself is a contradiction to kibbut avayim. Kibbut avayim means he's the boss and you're the worker. And basically, him being the worker itself, forget how I say it, forget what I say, that fact itself is the lack of covet. So then it doesn't matter what you say. What you say is afterthoughts. You know what I mean? So I'm saying that's what the Yishami holds. Yishami holds that lack of covet is the conceptual idea that he's working for you. So saying things can play into that. So if you actually are getting him off the hook, then he's not working for him. In a sense, you're working for him. You're taking the hard job and you're giving him the easy, you know. So then you're working for him. But if you're actually having him work for you, just tell him nice things. It's not, you can't say that's kavod. But if you say that the lack in kavod is not the fact that he's working for you, but is the tzivoy, the fact that you are commanding him to work, then if in the command itself there is an explanation and a demonstration of kavod, so then that's kavod. That is kavod. That's not. There's no problem in that.